Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, a weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, a nutrition and functional medicine geek, and still the person that gets super excited when I have a happy and normal and healthy poop every day. Let's get the show started. Welcome to episode 9 of the Gut Goddess Show, and I'm super excited that you are joining me here today, because today we're going to be talking about the basics of detoxing. What detoxing is it fad, is it a fact, how does it impact you, should you be jumping on the next kind of cleanse, do we need these things to support detoxification? What is it all about? So today what I'm going to be doing is really just covering some of the basics. So these are a couple of the key things that I would always make sure I implement with my one-to-one clients in my sort of virtual nutrition clinic, where I work with women really all across the world to help them shift and live one beautifully healthy life and target specific health issues. And these are all the things that at some point we will work on together. For most cases, again, every client and wonderful woman that I work with is really different. But these are generally are things that we all work on. And you could sort of sum them up with the word detoxification. So I want to talk about that today, because I really want to get a couple of these early episodes to be really about getting down to some of the foundational aspects of that. And then as the weeks follow, I've got even more amazing interviews lined up. We had the lovely Laura last week talking about binge eating and mindset. And I've got some great guests coming up for you in the future. But today, I really, really want to focus on this whole area of detoxification and hopefully really debunk some things for you, because my guess is you maybe read this title and either thought, great, Kezia's going to recommend a 30-day detox and I can drink juice and do X, Y, and Z. Or you maybe thought, oh gosh, detoxification, I can't be bothered. It's going to be involve a lot of deprivation. It's going to make me grumpy and cold and sad, or involve like tons of green juice. And actually, hopefully what I'm going to share with you today will highlight to you that detoxification is something your body's doing 24/7. And actually what I mean by the term detoxing in this context is really just an invitation for you to support and optimize the ongoing detoxification that your body does in order to keep you alive. So it's not a question of if detoxification exists. It does. Otherwise, we would not be here. It does exist. But what I want to talk about today is how we can support those processes and why it may be necessary to do intentional cleanses or detoxes. Those are things I will implement with clients. They're things that I've done for myself. But the most important thing that we can do for our health is to almost have daily detoxification activities. These are things that you do every single day, habits, and they are such small things that I'm going to discuss, simple things that you can do just to support the natural detoxification of your body. So my goal is really for this podcast and this episode is not necessarily that you hop on to the next juice cleanse. It's actually that you start to implement some of these daily detox supporting activities so that you can tell people you want to detox all the time, because kind of technically you are. That's, you know, what our bodies do. So that is the aim for this episode. I've got some awesome points to share with you. I've got some food ways, should we say, that can support your detoxification, and some non-food strategies that can support this going on the body. So really, really important. But before I dive into all the juicy goodness, I want to let you know that I am running my first sugar detox challenge on Monday the 9th of April. So I haven't ran this in over a year. So it's a live 14-day program where I help you and take you by the virtual hand and help you to ditch those sugar cravings and that potential sugar addiction that you feel is a little bit out of control. And I'm recording this just after Easter. And I know that lots of people in my family, we had a family day on Easter, on the bank holiday Monday. And there was some definite, oh, too much sugar yesterday, conversations and vibes. And so I'm running, it's called Beat the Sweet. It's a 14-day live online group program. At the moment, it has something like 60% off. I just thought it would be fun to do a bit of an Easter sale and to go through this kind of sugar challenge together. So it is super affordable. It's more than over half price off, if that makes sense. Anyway, it works out at 20 quid, which is a total bargain for 14 days worth of support, meal plan, shopping list, all that jazz. So you can find out more about that at supernaturallyhealthy.org/beat the sweet. So let's talk about the basics of detoxification. First of all, what the heck am I talking about? It's very easy with magazines and Instagram and people hashtag detox and all of these things to get a little bit confused about what that actually is. But on a really basic level, detoxification is something that our bodies do 24/7 in order to keep our bodies healthy, in order to maintain homeostasis in the body, in order to remove toxins from the body that can be harmful for us in excess. So the body has lots of different ways by which to remove these toxins, and which is what detoxification means. And one of the main organs are your liver. So your liver does a lot of that, and that's probably the main organ we're going to focus on today. But you also have the kidneys. That's a really important part of detoxification. Your skin also. We're going to look at how you can support detoxification for your skin. Even things like your breath can be a really helpful way of removing toxins and things from the body that we don't want in excess. And more tangible ways of thinking about it are things like your wee, your poop, your sweating, sometimes your other bodily fluids can all be ways of the body just getting rid of things that it's not necessary or not helpful for the body to keep in. So that's on a really basic level of what is happening in your body. And when it comes to nutrition and holistic support and everything that I do with my clients, what I really look at is how to support these natural processes going on and how to really optimize them and make sure they're working really healthily. So there can be different things that come up that can mean your detoxification, these natural processes and your liver and your kidneys, you know, there can be things that mean this has maybe become a bit sluggish or a bit imbalanced. So there can be genetic issues, so specific kind of gene mutations, or SNPs, as they can be called, that can mean that certain people with certain genetic codes can struggle with detoxification more than others. That's not something I'm going to go into super in depth here, just because it's a bit technical and you don't necessarily need to know this, to be honest. But that can be a factor involved. And so all of those things can make detoxification difficult. And other, you know, things, common sense things like, you know, a history or of taking lots of medications or recreational drugs can make the liver work harder. A history or a current practice of lots of alcohol, again, can make it difficult. Smoking, environmental toxins. Maybe you live in a moldy house. Maybe you you know, have a job that involves different chemicals. I know when I used to work in a hospital as a healthcare assistant during my undergrad, like 10 or more years ago, you know, there was a lot of toxic things I was coming into contact with in terms of different cleaners or things to sanitize things after, you know, to sanitize mattresses, all of these sorts of things. Things like having lots of mercury, things that can be on heavy metals in foods that we eat, or on things like amalgam fillings, having lots of those. So there's really lots of ways that our detoxification can get a little bit sluggish, a little bit overwhelmed. I often think of it metaphorically that it's often in the world that we live in this modern kind of time, Western world, we are exposed to a lot of toxins. You know, you go fill up your car with petrol, you're inhaling loads of toxins there. You go and you shampoo your hair, tons of toxins in the standard, bog standard shampoos, toothpaste, makeup that we use. You'd go to drink the water. And while I am so grateful that we have clean water that doesn't spread dysentery and other real terrible diseases. Our water is still not 100% toxin-free. We can have the foods we eat get sprayed with pesticides, herbicides, all sorts of junk. We have stressful lives. Stress is another toxin on the body and it impacts us, our chemical pathways, and it has a real impact on the body. And we take, you know, medications, and there is definitely a role for medications, but realistically they are going to add an extra burden on to our liver and onto our body, even though obviously they, if you've been prescribed them, it's for a benefit in the long run, but it's still something going on. Alcohol, your recreational drugs, which are very, very common, birth control pills, even things like your bed and mattress can all be sort of exuding different toxins in the body. So it's easy to see how we kind of surrounded with this stuff. So the first thing is not to freak out at that. You know, it's easy to be like, the world is so toxic because here, and to get a little bit OCD and a bit scary. None of the stuff I ever want to share on this podcast is ever to induce fear. Fear is not fruitful. Fear doesn't get you anywhere other than sat, paralyzed, kind of shaking backwards and forwards, crying, not taking any action. But I do share this with you. It's just the reality of the world that we live in. So detoxification and having and supporting our body's natural detoxification systems is really important. We're exposed to a lot more toxins now through our skin, through our breath, through what we eat, through the things that we touch, through our lifestyles, that we need to make sure we are really kick ass when it comes to detoxifying these toxins, and that we make it a part of a daily activity. That is the most important thing when it comes to sorting out our body. So let's look at some of the basics of detoxification. So the main things I'm going to look at in terms of the body today are things like how we can support your liver and your digestion, so your gut, your digestive tract, and also your skin. So those are probably the main things I'll focus on. There's lots of other things, but today we're going to be focusing on some simple everyday things that you can do to support detoxification. So number one of the biggest things you really want to work on is eating real whole processed foods. So what I mean by processed foods are things that come in a packet, basically things that have ingredients, they aren't ingredients. So you know, you get a packet of, my mind's gone blank with the food. Oh, let's say a packet of pate. Don't know why that sprung to mind. Say you have some pate. Pate from the shop will tend to have at least 10, 12, maybe 20 different ingredients. So that would be a processed food. Whereas if you just buy some chicken livers from your local farm, then you've bought something that would be quote unquote real food because you bought an ingredient. You bought chicken livers that will be made into pate. So it's, again, that's by no means a rule or something to get like weird and strict about. It's just a helpful guiding principle. So eating foods that are low, that aren't processed, that are real foods, means you will automatically ditch loads of the toxins that they put into these processed foods in order to preserve them, in order to give them longer shelf life so that the companies can make more money on their products and, you know, get a higher return a finance per product that they create. It's just good business sense to do that from a business point of view. They'll have different flavor enhancers because often companies want to use the cheapest ingredients possible, but cheap ingredients often taste cheap. So they add flavor enhancers to make them taste better so that we actually buy them and enjoy them. So that's where you get your flavorings, your MSG, your flavor enhancers into things to kind of add that in. And then you also get this other layer around from a business point of view where they want things to be addictive and super tasty for you. So they'll add in extra salt, extra sugar to really hit that point in the brain when the brain really lights up when you get that balance of sugar and salt. So if you predominantly eliminate these processed foods, I'm talking even just like 70% of the time, then you can automatically support your daily detoxification system by not adding more toxins into the body because you're just eating, you know, you may be eating a pate that you make by, which is super easy to make, by the way, with some chicken livers, some ghee, onions, garlic, salt. You can just do that in 10 minutes or whatever while you're making dinner. And you then can make sure your body is getting real whole food things in. The next thing to look at when we're talking about real food, and another next basic, is really around vegetables. Specifically, and I know you might be like, oh gosh, Kezia, vegetables. But I know for me that I find it really helpful understanding why it's helpful to eat vegetables. Otherwise, you can just see all this stuff like eat more vegetables and we can just feel bad about not eating enough. Whereas when we can actually understand what those little carrots and spinach, you know, what we're sending them off to do in the body, then actually we can feel a lot more empowered and almost help that process along by just knowing about it. So vegetables and real food in general are really important. So if we backtrack it to the liver, specifically, the liver is an amazing organ in the body. It does loads of different stuff. It doesn't just detoxify and remove toxins, it also helps with vitamin D synthesis, helps with hormonal production, it produces bile. It literally does so much stuff. So don't just think of the liver just detoxifies. It's a multitasking goddess it is. But when it comes to removing toxins from the body, it needs certain nutrients, certain vitamins, certain minerals or cofactors in order to really thoroughly remove toxins from the body. And the food that we eat and the vegetables that we intake can be a really easy way of giving our livers the stuff that it needs to really shift those toxins out. So your liver, on a really basic level, has two stages often of removing toxins from the body. So you have stage one, and this is where it'll often take a toxin and it'll convert it into something else. It'll convert it into another kind of structure. Then stage two is it takes this new sort of compound that it's made and will then transfer that or bind that with something that will make it easy to remove from the body. So you'll get a toxin, it might be converted into something, then it might get attached to some bile or a fat, and then that will be pooped out the body. So that's the very basic level of how that can work. But often people, I find, can have these two different stages, can be a little bit sluggish, cannot be working optimally, so they're not at their optimal function. They're maybe just a bit kind of lazy, or they're a bit stressed, they've been overburdened and a bit overwhelmed with how much to do. So vegetables especially can be really, really helpful at opening up those pathways, but as well as real foods. Foods like proteins are really important for detoxification. So making sure you're really eating good amounts of protein, which often people aren't actually. We often have very carbohydrate based diets that are based around breads, pastas, potatoes, and sugar. And actually we need to focus, make sure we're getting a variety of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates in our diet. So we mentioned real foods, then we talked about vegetables. And so coming back to vegetables, vegetables are really, really helpful in just supporting the detoxification system. And there's a couple of kind of specifically liver-loving vegetables that I'm a big fan of. But again, all vegetables are fabulous. And when we think about in the UK, we have the guideline of eating 5 portions of fruit or veg a day. That is actually the minimum requirement. The minimum requirement we need to be healthy. So, and I like to think of, you want to be getting at least 5 portions of vegetables a day, plus your whatever fruits as a minimum. You don't want to be having 2 portions of veg and 3 portions of fruit. We want to be getting a minimum of 5 a day. And the specific foods and vegetables that can really help your liver are often really cheap and simple vegetables. Things like onion, garlic, things like spinach. You've got more exotic things like turmeric can be really, really helpful for the liver. You've got lemons, really, really fabulous. Broccoli. You have other things like ginger can be really, really helpful and supportive. So none of those foods are expensive. Buying yourself some organic unwaxed lemons and adding a bit more garlic into your day, it's not huge rocket science. It doesn't involve the 21-day cleanse. It's just a case of adding a bit more lemon, a bit of lemon zest to your water, maybe to your meals. I made a raw lemon cheesecake at the weekend for Easter, and I just added tons of lemon zest, tons of lemon juice to that. And that's all supportive of a healthy liver function. So Making sure you're eating real foods, number one. So avoiding the processed foods just to naturally eliminate some of the toxins that could be getting in there. And then focusing on vegetables. So focusing, making sure you're aiming to get 5 a day as a minimum. And then really focusing on these liver-loving vegetables. Things like garlic, lemon, onion, broccoli, spinach, turmeric if you can get hold of it, these kinds of things. Beetroot, that's another one I didn't mention. Beetroot's an amazing liver-loving food and is really, really helpful. So those are really, really easy everyday things you can do. So in my head, how I approach it is I just tend to think every day about almost like a mental checklist of, okay, where today am I supporting detoxification of my body? This isn't actually even a conscious thing I do anymore, but I just think, how can I fit this in easily? So for example, today, this morning, I had a large glass of water. So it probably works out as just under a litre. I don't drink all at once. I drink that throughout my morning routine, which probably takes about an hour and a half. And I had half of a lemon juice in that. So that kind of got me kickstarted. Then I made sure I had some eggs for breakfast. So I was getting some of that sulfur in the egg yolks, which is really helpful for lots of things in the body, but especially detoxification. And I was getting some really good protein in there as well. Again, that can really support liver function. Then lunch, it's just thinking about, okay, where's the green in this? I always think about, where's the green thing in my lunch? So I added a few handfuls of spinach while I was reheating my lunch. And, you know, this afternoon, I'll probably, before I have a client session, I'll make some peppermint and nettle tea with just tea bags. And again, that's another nice, really nice little tick into what my liver says. It's not crazy difficult to do. It's not even expensive. It's just really simple. It's creating these little detoxifying habits. So lemon water in the morning is really, really helpful. Herbal teas can also be really helpful, which I'll come on to in a minute. But just thinking about what real food are you eating today? Where are the vegetables? How are you incorporating maybe some broccoli into your day if you like broccoli or garlic or lemon? Just picking these simple things. And I've also written some blog posts about this as well. So I'll make sure I link to those in the show notes because I've got different recipes and different guides to this, which I will share with you. Another principle when it comes to supporting the detoxification in your body is around sugar and making sure you have a healthy relationship with sugar in your body. So you don't want to be addicted to sugar. You don't want crazy sugar cravings because that affects your insulin management, and insulin is something that the liver is a part of that process in terms of insulin management within the body. So making sure that you have ditched the refined sugar addiction and cravings is a really simple and one of a real fundamental aspect to supporting detoxification. So that's a really simple thing. If you want to know more about that, then do join me in my 14-day sugar challenge. And that is a really great, that whole sugar challenge actually is a really great, gentle, real food kind of body, mind, positive approach to getting started on this kind of daily detoxification system. It's not a 14-day program that is super, super strict and crazy. It's actually about getting kick-started these gentle habits that are really going to support you. So make sure you find out more about that at supernaturallyhealthy.org/beat-the-sweet. That's all the information there. And that kicks off on Monday the 9th of April. But if you're listening to this in the future and that time has passed, then really making sure that sugar isn't something you rely on, isn't something you depend on, that you don't feel addicted to sugar, and that you're not having tons of, you know, you're not needing those biscuits and needing those sugary drinks in the day because you actually have a stable sort of blood sugar management. And that's really, it's a really basic thing. I know it feels intimidating, but honestly, it's easier than you think when it comes to supporting and creating a healthy relationship with sugar. But you've got to ditch the refined sugar in terms of your day-to-day. And it's not about never having refined sugar ever again in your life. That's not true. I had refined sugar yesterday because we went on an Easter egg hunt and I wanted to eat my prize, which was a definitely refined sugarful mini Easter egg. Oh no, it was Easter bunny, sorry. And so I had that then, but I don't crave it. I don't depend on it. I don't feel addicted to it. I am free from its clutches. Not that it's evil, but it's just in a health, it's in a healthy area in my life. So it's really important that you create those healthy habits around refined sugar and that it doesn't become something you depend on. Another thing that's really helpful to you, which I've already touched on in terms of simple daily ways you can support detoxification, is have a cup of tea. Yes, this is honestly one of my favorite ways that I can feel like I can tick the box of supporting detoxification. And in recent months, I've been in my first trimester of pregnancy and I felt totally grim. So things like adding lemon to my water and having a herbal tea has literally been all I have been able to manage to do. You know, there hasn't been loads of vegetable action. There hasn't been lots of other stuff because I've just been too ill. But that having a cup of tea is often something I can feel I can do in the day. So your best options for herbal teas in terms of supporting your liver are things like nettle tea. Nettle teas, I actually really like it. It's a really powerful anti-inflammatory tea, great for supporting the liver. Things like fennel tea, peppermint tea. You can get something called dandelion tea. You often need to get that at a specialist health food shop or on Amazon. Most supermarkets won't sell that, whereas all these other teas you'll find at most big supermarkets. Dandelion tea, I really like that. That's a really great for liver support. You can also have things like ginger and turmeric teas. I know Pukka does a brand of those where it's ginger and turmeric. You can get detox teas, and often these are pretty good blends of different things involved there. And when you're picking a tea, you just want to make sure when it's not caffeinated, so you don't want to be pumping yourself up with loads of caffeine every day, and you want to make sure it's organic. So brands that I like are that you can get here in the UK are things like Pukka tea. You can get something called Yogi tea. You can get one called Heath and Heather, I think, or Heath and Health. You can get something called Dr. Stewart's tea. You know, so you're really looking for these organic brands because you don't want tea is basically dried and concentrated forms of different herbs. And so you don't want to be getting dried concentrated forms of loads of pesticides, really. That's not awesome. And I genuinely find that they taste better. So if you buy a cheap peppermint tea, it can taste a bit gross. Whereas if you buy a good quality peppermint tea, it can taste really different. So it just makes it taste better. But having a cup of tea every day, so aiming for maybe two, maybe three different herbal teas, ones that you genuinely like and enjoy, and just enjoying them through the day. That's an easy thing you can do if you're running around with kids during the day, if you're at work and you have meetings throughout the day. I know in my last office of his job, it was at a university and we would all do a tea round before our meeting. Often the biscuit tin would come as well, but we'd all do a tea round. So I would use that as an opportunity to have a peppermint tea or a fennel or try something else or make a hot chocolate if I fancied. And so it can be really easy strategy of doing it. So those are the four kind of food ways that you can support everyday detoxification. So number one, focusing on real food. Number two, increasing your vegetables. Specifically looking at your liver-loving vegetables like lemon, broccoli, spinach, onion, garlic, turmeric, those foods. And really making sure you create a healthy relationship with refined sugar and that you really reduce or remove refined sugar from your diet to really enable and help to reduce the inflammation in the body and just help your liver to work in a really optimal way. Now, I also want to talk about really quickly some non-food ways. Now, these are really basic things. If you've listened to this so far and you're like, oh gosh, Kezia, I don't think, with everything going on in my life right now, I don't think I have capacity to even think about making dietary changes. That is totally okay. There is lots of things you can do to support the liver that have nothing to do with making dietary changes. Now, making those nutritional shifts will have probably one of the biggest impacts, I would say. But equally, you've got to do what you feel ready for. So here are some sort of non-food ways that can really help to support that daily detoxification. And these are things that you can easily create habits with during the day. So number one can be dry skin brushing. So if you go onto Amazon, search dry skin brush, you'll see all these different brushes come up. All you do is you get one of those and with dry skin. So before your shower, before you get ready in the morning, you would just brush your skin lightly with it and in towards the direction of your heart. And you do that all over the body, and it can just really help stimulate that lymph drainage in the body, so your lymphatic system support that. And it's also a great way of getting rid of dead skin cells, because our skin is one of the ways in which we detoxify. It's really important. It's one of our biggest organs when it comes to that. Obviously, you want to avoid any broken areas of skin. If you have eczema, psoriasis, or any cuts, you don't want to be aggressively aggravating that. And this isn't something you'd want to do on children, because their skin's a little bit more delicate. But with adults, it's a really great, simple, once you've bought the brush, it's a free way of supporting natural detoxification and improving your lymphatic system, which is a really, really important part of detoxification and everything going on in the body. Another simple way that you can do support, a non-food way you can support detoxification, is by jumping. Yeah, just jumping up and down. And, you know, you can just jump up and down if you want, but my personal favorite way is to jump on a trampoline. I have a mini trampoline, which gets called a rebounder. If you're looking for something online, I'll link to the one that I have in the show notes. And I love just jumping on that thing. And we know from different research that it can be really, really helpful in terms of supporting the lymphatic drainage. Again, it's also a great way of exercising. It's low impact, and exercise can really help in the detoxification in the body. But just jumping, or maybe you have kids or you have nieces and nephews like me. I think nearly every niece, I think every child I know who is under like 7 has a trampoline in their garden. So you can just go and bounce on that. But that is a really simple way of supporting, a non-food way that you can do to support detoxification. And the third thing that you can do to support detoxification is making sure you poop daily. You want to be going to the toilet for a poo at least once a day. That is your kind of minimum point of reference. And ideally, as you work on detoxification, and depending on different body types, you might even move up to 2 times a day or 3 times a day of a healthy, well-formed poo. So pooing is one of the best ways that you can detoxify. If you're not pooing regularly, if you're pooing every other day, every 3 days, then actually focus. The first thing you want to do is focus on getting your bowels moving on a regular and healthy basis. So this is something I work with clients. This is one of the first things I make sure is going well for them before we do any of the other stuff. Because if you're not removing some of the toxins in your poo and you know, hormones and all of that sort of stuff that gets pooped out, then it can cause a real backlog in the body. And so ways of supporting that, I'll put a link in the show notes to a blog post I've written about constipation. But things like staying hydrated, making sure you're getting enough fiber, having some probiotic food can be really, really helpful. And things like psyllium husk or linseed can be really, really useful. As well as things like Epsom salt baths or magnesium spray can also be really, really helpful with that. But I've known for me, since being pregnant, your digestion gets a bit sluggish, and it's very common for pregnant women to get constipated. So I have definitely noticed if I don't keep on top of it, then I can get constipated and not go to the toilet once a day. And I'm normally a once or twice a day kind of gal. And so it's been something that's been the last couple of weeks I've noticed this, and that's been one of my main focuses in terms of non-food activities. I've been making sure I'm drinking enough water, because it's still cold here, so I don't think necessarily to do that often. I've been making sure I take some probiotics, because I find that really helpful for me, and a couple of these other strategies for working on that. But what I'll do is I'll also do a future episode specifically on constipation, because it's a big problem I see with my clients. And if you can deal with constipation and get that sorted, oh, you can feel so much better. It's a real quick win. I've had a few clients. I had a client who was constipated since she was a child. So we're talking 25 plus years. She tried every single thing, every laxative under the sun. She'd done colonics. She'd done literally you name it. She tried it. And so we just worked with each other for a good couple, it was probably a couple of months, 3 months, and that's normally how long my one-to-one programs last. And we just got to get bowels moving every single day. And I checked in with her the other week. She's still going daily like a trooper, still feeling better, still feeling good. And she knows exactly what her body needs to have that every day, to eliminate those toxins daily. So making sure you're getting pooping every day. I don't just talk about it for a reason. It's really important. So those would be my non-food ways. Dry skin brushing, really, really easy to do. Jumping or rebounding on trampolines, really, really helpful way of supporting the lymphatic system, and making sure you're going for a daily poop. Those are really simple ways of doing that. So I hope that is helpful. I know we've covered a lot of information, but I really hope I have given you a good context of the basics of detoxification, what I mean when I talk about it, what are the daily practices that we can do to really support this important bodily process in the body, and the really simple things that you can do daily. And I would encourage you, after this episode, you know, don't implement all of them at the same time. I want you to think right now, okay, after everything that Kezia said, what's one thing that resonates with me? What's one thing do I feel like I have the capacity to implement in the next 10 days? And I just want you to think about that. Take a minute to think, what is that one thing? And feel free to let me know. Head over to my Instagram account. You can direct message me there, Supernaturally Healthy, or let me know on Facebook. Again, it's just Supernaturally Healthy. I'd love to know what your one thing is, but don't just listen to this and not take action. But just take a small step. Maybe you're going to add some lemons to your water in the morning. Maybe you're going to try nettle tea with some peppermint and have that in your meetings at work. Maybe you are going to start dry skin brushing. Pick one thing that you're going to take action on in the next 10 days. And because that's how we create a beautifully healthy life. It's not by doing 10 things overnight. It's by implementing one habit at a time and implementing it and until it becomes this default, mindless, habitual thing we don't have to think about. And then we add the next thing. That's how I've created what I call an effortlessly healthy life. It's not by flipping everything on its head overnight. It's by listening to my body and making these changes over time, so that now things like eating vegetables and, you know, hopping on my trampoline and, you know, using natural skincare and cleaning products is default. I don't think about it. It's not effort for me. So I would love to hear from you. As always, I make this podcast for you. So if there's any feedback, any information you want to hear here on the show, then do let me know. You can let me know via Facebook or Instagram with the handle at Supernaturally Healthy, or feel free to email me at info@supernaturallyhealthy.org. Really, really simple. It's super easy to get in touch, and I love to hear from you. Otherwise, I will see you next week, where we'll be having another fabulous interview episode with you. So sending you lots of love. Remember to eat like you love yourself. Take things one step at a time, and I'll see you soon, lovely. Bye.